Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello there, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, the fella with the fantastic hair. Not one grey one ever. That's a fact. No, not because I dyed. Never dyed. Well, I dyed it once in the early 90s, actually, when Gazza dyed his hair for the Euros. You might remember that. And anyway, another story. We begin the podcast with Clive Allen on the Allen Brazil Breakfast Show. And Clive was asked a question about how much Harry Kane would cost if someone wanted to buy him. And Clive said something along the lines of lots.
Do you know, I think it was Roy Keane, wasn't it? Keeps saying that Ed Woodward should go down and knock on Daniel's door and offer him whatever he wants for Harry. Harry's not going to United, is he?
No. Absolutely not. No.
What would he be worth, Clive? Yeah. What would he be worth, Harry Kane? If somewhere along the line someone tried to buy him.
200 million? 200 million? Yeah. Got to be, minimum. I think what you see in Harry Kane, and certainly it was evident last night, you know, he scores his goals. He's an incredible goal scorer. But his game now, his vision, his execution of pass, the way that he's linked play, just his header for the goal, for Lamela's goal, in the build-up to Lamela's goal, he's for me, the best number nine in the world at the moment.
There you go, Clive Allen on the Allen Brazil Sports Breakfast Show. The word Allen being used far too much. Right, on to the best show now of TalkSport, and that's, of course, the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday. That's right, from 10 p.m. You know, I know you know. Here's some callers on the back of another busy night of Champions League football.
There's not a club outside there, as supporters or anyone else connected with them, other than Manchester City and Liverpool, that doesn't want to be Chelsea looking forward to the future right now.
We will finish above Chelsea.
You said that last year. Honestly, disappear. Go. I mean, you don't know where you've...
We
didn't know where he finished last season.
You're a Chelsea fan. You're so biased.
Leo,
every time I listen to this show, it's always negative talk about Tottenham every time I listen to this show.
I know, because
it's unbelievable.
I know, because it's easy, Leo.
You're so negative to Tottenham on this way.
I know, because it's easy. Look, you finished fourth last season. Well, you should have finished third.
I guarantee we'll finish above Chelsea this season. We're a better football club than you.
And what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
That we are a better football club. Yeah, we're going for a little bad patch now. Like every club does.
You've been through a bad patch for 15 years, Leo. It's the biggest bad patch in football, in English football. If you go back to the last time you won the league title, we've got to go back to 61. This is a hell of a bad patch, mate.
What, just like Glenn Hoddle come and save your football club? You're a club legend when he was player manager at Chelsea. What do you do? Come and save Chelsea. Spurs legend. Come and save Chelsea football club. We need it in our changing room.
I don't know what you're on about. I mean, Glenn Hoddle came in, he managed... I mean, Ruud Gullit, I think, and Vialli may have had a big say in that. But, I don't know what to say at that, but right now...
Do you want to take... Before we go to break, want to take back your statement?
No, not at all. There's not a fair... Other than Liverpool, Manchester City, looking forward over the next 12, 18, 24, 36, 72
months... So you're saying
months,
the future of Chelsea, this is what you're effectively saying, mm-hmm. The future of Chelsea...
Right now.
...is brighter than Leicester, Arsenal, Spurs... and Manchester United.
100%.
On now to the mid-morning show with Jim White, Natalie Sawyer and Trevor. What are you talking about, Sinclair? Here's Sam Allardyce now, and he was saying he wasn't expecting to be sacked instantly after the Telegraph sting.
And I've said it before, I think, that what had happened when I actually got down to the FA on that day, that I didn't expect the situation to evolve just in a few hours, where it was all done and dusted and not allowed to have any representation or not allowed to go through the correct procedures of employment law, were completely ignored. And I just were told, that's it, you know, and what can you do at that stage? You can't say, well, that's not right. We need to go through the right procedures. They've made their mind up, and this clearly haven't got enough evidence to actually make that decision, as far as I was concerned. But that decision was made, and it left me in a horrible position where I was basically left on my own just to try and portray what had happened.
Back now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, and a match-up that I'd actually personally pay money to see in the ring. Nigel Benn and Alan Brazil.
Nigel, any regrets when you look back? You know, I know you can't wait for this fight, but yeah. When you look back, you're seeing how good you feel now.
Yeah.
Do you think that, you know, this, what has happened to you lately, you wish maybe it happened when you were at the height of your career, you look after yourself better?
Yeah, but you know what it is? It was a journey that I had to go on. Mm. I didn't know it was going to be like this. Mm. And the most important thing that really, besides boxing, is just being unfaithful to my wife. That's the thing that really, really killed me more than anything else. Not about, you know, partying and all that, but just being unfaithful to my wife. That's been with me now 28 years. Stood by me. I love her. She's like my knight in shining armor, and you know, she's just a woman I love. I would love to have been a faithful husband more than a world champion. Mm.
What was your favorite ever fight, Nigel? Going back to the end, because that era, I've just said it before. I mean, Eubank, Collins,
Watson, Gerald McLennan. I can't pick none, Ray. I just love fighting, even from the beginning. I just like to have a fight. So it's not just that. Well, I say, you know, you look at some of the fights that weren't as big as the others, but yeah. I loved all my career. I've gone beyond my wildest dreams, I can tell you. When I was young, I said...
So where was you brought up? In Ilford?
Ilford,
yeah, not far from me.
Yeah.
Romford.
Ilford, Essex.
Chapperley.
Yeah, all them areas. And I used to think to myself, all I wanted was a terrace house like my dad.
Yeah.
Didn't want nothing else. That's a nice terrace house. Three bedroom, and just want to get one better because they had a Cortina Mark One. I thought, let me get a BMW so I can have one above him. That's all I wanted, Ray. That's all I wanted, and I surpassed that in the first year.
Yeah.
So I did once upon a time have a few beers with Steve Collins. He was very complimentary to you.
Yeah, about you,
very, very. Yeah, I thought he was a good guy.
I think, I love Steve. I think you know what it is. I was actually meant to be fighting Steve.
Hmm.
But,
well, we spoke about that here on the radio.
Yeah, and it just all kind of went sour. And I can go through the names. First it was Roy Jones. Well, first it was Eubanks. Oh, absolute. Oh, just hard work. Just hard work.
I see him driving around Mayfair the other day.
Yeah.
On his lorry?
I think it was a Bentley or something.
I think that's his son's Bentley. Anyway, that's neither here. Then... We tried to get Roy Jones. He wanted 10 mil.
Did he really?
Oh, then we tried to get Jeff Lacey. I thought, Jeff Lacey? No. Joe Kawasaki just smashed him a bit, so I didn't really want him. Then we had Steve Collins. And I've known Steve for like 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, the attitude wouldn't change. Oh, he want this guaranteed, he want this. And I thought, Steve...
Yeah.
I would just speak through to my agent, speak from my agent, don't talk to me. And I thought, wow.
Because he was training, wasn't he?
Yeah.
His brother's gym, I think, wasn't
he? Yeah, so we had it all, but then my agent said to me, Nigel, it's not about them, it's about you. You're the one that's got the itch that needs to be scratched.
Mm.
So,
but is this guy not dangerous, though, Beaker?
Like, listen, I'm dangerous, right, Alan? Oh, you know, it's not about that. I'm not going to have an easy fight.
Mm.
I didn't want an easy fight. I can go and get Joe Bloggs off the street. What's that going to prove? I actually feel that I'm going to do a number on him.
Now, when I was a kid, there were two rules no one ever broke. That was one, talk to someone that's ginger, and two, wear loud shirts. Where, of course, Adrian Durham breaks both of those rules. And here he is talking with Danny Murphy. And no one can understand why Pochettino isn't using Lucas Moore. Moore. You'll get it.
I can only go off what I see, and I see a lot.
of football and Spurs, but I don't see them every game like the fans, of course. So I'm interested to hear what the fans say. Mm. But every time I watch Lucas Moura, he very rarely has a bad game. And when I say a bad game, I mean he can have bad moments in a game because he tries to make things happen. So he gives the ball away sometimes. I can live with that. But he always has an impact.
Yeah.
He makes things happen. I like his tenacity. He runs with the ball. He's brave. He gets on the ball. He can leap, by the way, for a small fella. He can play right, left, so you can mix him up in the same game. His fitness is good. He's a goal threat. He can play down the middle, which he's done. We've seen that. And at a time when Tottenham have been struggling, he's been used sparingly. You know, and he scores a goal and he gets left out. And what does that do for any player? We saw what it did for Sanchez at United, who arguably was better than Moura. You don't matter how good you are, you need a manager to give you some belief. Now, if Pochettino, who is a better manager than I've ever been or ever will be, thinks that Lamella is better or Son is better, that's fine. But Lucas Moura, every time he goes in and does well, gets left out again. So that's not setting a good precedent for your players, which could be part of the bigger problem. And I know Son's a terrific player as well, but I think when you've got pace, you're a goal scorer. You've got especially against packed defences, or if you want to play the other way, even on the break, he's good at that. But he can beat people. And he can play in different positions. I think he gives them something they haven't got.
I was excited when Spurs signed him because
I understand getting him in slowly because you want to educate him on what your philosophy is as a manager and get to know the other players. But he's grown in it. I think he grew, especially last season, and became more impactful as the season went on. I don't get why he's not using him more. I'd have him ahead of Lamella all day. Now, someone might argue Lamella defends better. Or, well, if you're playing in the front three, is that your first worry about how well they defend?
Mm.
They're not exactly pressing like they used to, Tottenham, are they?
No, they're not. I'd love to hear from Spurs fans on how they view Lucas Moura. I remember at half-time in that game in Amsterdam, I went on social media just to have a quick look at how the Spurs fans were feeling, because it was lost. I mean, they were done. They were dead and buried, Spurs. Yeah, they were gone.
And he had a poor... Someone was saying he had a...
Yeah, I mean, there was a few. It was like a bit of a campaign against him at half-time.
Yeah.
I know, it might have been the emotion of the moment speaking. Second half, he comes out and all of a sudden he's a Spurs hero and they're, you know, trying to get money together for a statue. So I do wonder what... I'm with you. I'd love to hear from Spurs fans on what they think Poch is thinking. You know, why doesn't he use him more?
Well, he sees him train, unlike us. So that's one argument. The other thing is he's competing against really good players. I mean, Dele at his best is a super talent and getting the box and score goals. You can only have so many attacking threats on the pitch. But I'm talking about the start of this season. They've struggled at times and he's not been used. Mm. So anyway, I mean, it's for Tottenham fans to tell us, but I think he should have played more minutes.
Over now to the wonderful Paul and Andy, who of course have some fantastic guests, and also they've been in the biz for so long, some of their experiences are not to be forgotten. I personally remember tuning in to hear when Andy was talking about the 82 World Cup, or when Paul was talking about the birth of Christ, or Andy was talking about the beginning of the universe. Anyway, here's Paul and Andy with some more greatness.
Well, I turned to the engagement announcements in the Times. I always enjoy those.
Yeah.
And today I'm fascinated by this bloke. The announcement is engagement is announced between Mr. OBE George and Miss C. Cartmel. I'd love to see OBE.
Miss OBE George and CBE Cartmel.
No, not CBE.
Okay.
CE. It'd be good if she was CBE.
Yeah, it'd be perfect, wouldn't
it? How good would it be if he... I'd love to see him get something in the honours list. OBE George.
Yeah.
OBE.
OBE George OBE. Yeah, that would be a bit of a mouthful, wouldn't it?
And Miss J.M. Offinger. And I don't know if her parents, if I'd been with her parents, I'd be tempted to call her Frida, but I won't go any further into that.
Not a bad idea. No. Later on, we're going to be talking about the World Hickory Open Golf, where they play with the old hickory shaft clubs.
Okay. Yeah.
And the man we're going to be chatting to is the organiser, Malcolm Duck.
Good.
Malcolm Duck, D-U-C-K.
Yeah.
So we thought it'd be great if the world of hickory golf organising doesn't really work out for Malcolm, whether we could come up with some TV formats for him this afternoon. So maybe we could introduce him to a world of television.
I've gone pressed duck. Malcolm opens a dry cleaners.
Is it pressed duck? What's pressed duck?
Have you ever seen that thing? That's a very famous dish that they serve in France. They get that big silver thing.
And they press the duck.
They press the duck and they squeeze all the juices out of it.
I had duck à l'orange, which is the history of ducks.
We've both gone that route.
The history of ducks in Holland. Very specific to Dutch ducks. The quiz show, I suppose. No, I can't do that one, can I? Out the question. And
duck soup.
Be careful.
Be careful. Donald Duck, of course, which that would just be something to do with Donald Trump. I've got nothing, really. Nothing. We'll leave it to you. You're much better at this than we are. So let's have some TV formats for old Malcolm. There was a piece I saw in the paper today, and I thought we would call this one, well, that's that then. Mm. And the story is, Sir Ian McKellen, 80, wants to star in a musical, but he can't sing. Well, that's that then. Isn't
that's that then.
I think you've answered your own question, Macca, as I believe you're called in theatre circles. And this was a corker from today's Sun. A Russian ice hockey team has been fined after their coach said he would set fire to the ref's car.
Really?
Yeah. He said later on it was only a joke. And he said, and it's also not like I said I was going to set fire to his apartment or something. Oh, that's all right
that's
then.
All right.
Send light to his car. Send light to his car while he's in it. That's all fine, but not his apartment.
So not right, really.
You can't be doing that. It's going to get you a touchline ban, isn't it?
Really? You can't condone that at all.
What so many of these are plays on words that I can't possibly do at this time of day. Duck and cover, where Malcolm visits cricket's greatest cover drivers of all time. That's quite limited, Johnny Newcastle, I'd say. Toilet Duck, a series where Malcolm tours the nation's great lavatories. That's good, and the old Philharmonic in Liverpool and other fine sites around the world.
What about Duckworth Lewis, where he looks at John Lewis to see value of items there?
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that. But try not to come up with ones that involve a subtle changing of the letter. I think we know what the letter is when you're looking for formats for Malcolm Duck.
TalkSport Daily here, and you're listening to Jason Cundy. Or is that the other way around?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Jim White on The Jim White Show with Natalie and Trevor. What are you talking about, Sinclair? They had the Southend owner, Ron Martin, on the show, and he was talking about the cost of their stadium not being a problem. There's actually more words to say, but you'll understand when they press play. Press play.
What our fans do not know is what's going on in the background with a new stadium, and that is very, very advanced, and we'll be making an announcement on that, I hope, in the first week of November, in relation to what we're doing with the council. And so this is part of that process, really. I've got to have a good team, management team in place and team by the time we start construction and get into the new stadium. So it's part of a process, really, but it's a bigger investment than we've had previous, but similar to Henrik Larsson. I'm pleased with this team, very pleased.
That's good. How excited should the supporters be getting about the new stadium? What will the capacity be, Ron?
Maybe 21.
Wow. Wow.
21. And it's part of a major, major regeneration project. It's not just simply a stadium. So we'll, you know, the club will go into that. I think it'd be a springboard for what we can achieve within our sort of catchment area. The demographics of Southend is large, and we can attract a lot of people, but we've got to have a management team, and they've got to be firing all cylinders, and hopefully on the cusp of the championship. So, you know, the construction is for the first phase would see us in the 2021 season, at the end of it. So, you know, we'd be there by August 21, and then the completed project will be a year later.
Exciting times, Ron.
And
Saul Campbell and you at the helm. So you're looking to have early on a good, close working relationship.
Absolutely, yeah. He's not difficult to get on with. I like him. There's immediate affinity there.
Back now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, and alongside him was, of course, his drinking partner, Ray Parler. This is Ray talking about Arsenal, and anything below fourth is a failure.
As I said before, Al, the start of the season, if they come fourth, it's a great season for Arsenal's point of view. Champions League football is the most important thing for Arsenal now going forward. If they come fifth or sixth this year, it's been a failure again, because they went into the transfer market. I think everybody was quite excited about the signings. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward.
I'll say it, Ray, because you're still involved with the club, but for me, there's no improvement at all when Arsenal was struggling under Arsene Wenger. It's not better at all.
No, it's not better, but it's a real opportunity. And as I said before, after we started really well during the start of the season, people going, oh, we can challenge for the title. No chance. And I said that on here. No chance whatsoever. If they come fourth in the league, Al, it's been a very successful season.
Yeah.
Which, look, they're fifth at the moment. They've still got every chance of coming fourth. So at the moment, it was a poor result the other night, but the other teams are struggling as well around them that might give them an opportunity to get fourth place still, which would be a great season for Arsenal.
And finally, of course, the best bits of the sports bar, which is impossible to cram into a little podcast like this, but I am told reliably by Tom, who puts this together, these are the greatest bits from the best bits.
Just dumped a girl over tack.
What, just tonight?
Yeah, just now.
Read out the text.
I don't think it is working out. Maybe we should just give it a break. Speak soon.
And she replied? She replied?
No, not yet, no.
Okay, how long have you been with her?
2 months now.
And you dumped her by text? It's a bit heartless, isn't it?
Yeah. Why?
Coward's way out, Craig.
Well, I didn't want to go knocking on her door this time of night, did I?
No, but you can phone her.
I think that's worse. I think text is a little bit better. At least she'll be able to, I don't know, just hold on to it for a little bit, won't she? Do you know what I mean?
Hold on to what? What's she holding on to?
If you lost your job by text, how would you feel?
Feel all right, because I work for myself, so I'd have been texting myself.
No, I don't mean literally. I'm talking about if you had a job and they sacked you by text, how would you feel?
It depends if I enjoyed the job or not, wouldn't it? Well, saying that, she did like me, so I would. It's like me enjoying the job, I would. But there's plenty more jobs out there. There's plenty more fish in the sea, isn't there?
Yeah, but she's going to wake up in the morning, her eyes will open up, can't wait to see Craig, might go on a date. Oh, brilliant. And then it was beep, 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 beep. Oh, ruins the day.
She'll get over it. It's a birthday in the beginning of November anyway.
That's why you've done it, isn't it? Birthday coming up.
Well, you got birthday coming up November. You've got December, Christmas, haven't you?
You seem to have a very high opinion of yourself, Craig. You sound like a bit of a chauvinist pig.
Let us know if she replies, all right?
I will do. I'll phone you back, all right? Okay.
The girls text Craig back. Do you want to hear what she said?
Yep.
Here we go.
Okay.
Craig, you there?
Yeah, you all right?
So she just texted you?
Yeah.
Convenient. Yeah,
she just asked me if I was serious, and I said yes.
Yeah?
And she just replied, to me, calling me a stupid sheep. You know what
they're doing,
sheep, yeah?
I get the sheep reference. Should we phone her up, Craig?
Yeah. Well, I don't think so, no.
Should we phone her up, Craig? Andy?
Which one?
Andy?
Who?
You.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, you guys.
Yeah, we're good. How are you?
Yeah, mighty fine, sir.
All right. You've phoned up TalkSport, is that right?
I have indeed, sir. Yeah.
Can you turn your radio off in the background, Andy?
Well, I'll turn you off if you want me to.
Well, you turn the radio off, but keep the phone in your hand so we can speak to you.
Hiya.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry to go back to footy and...
That's possibly the worst call we've ever... I mean...
And that's it for another podcasting thing. A reminder that there is a huge game of football on tonight, and that night being Thursday. Of course, it's the return of the Europa World Club Cup Champions League competition. And Manchester United are in action against... What does that say? They're in action. That's all you need to know. Live on TalkSport 2 at the beautiful time that's never in the way of dinner or coming home from work. Just about perfect for football fans. That's 5:55 p.m. in the evening. And that's live on TalkSport 2, as I've said. And of course, from 10 p.m, you can have your say on all things football with me, Andy Goldstein, and the fun boy, Jason Cundy, on the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar. So that's it. Thanks so much for listening and downloading and doing everything you've done before. If your mates are having difficulty downloading it, why don't you charge them money and say, oh yeah, it's a tenny on me. Then you can make money from the thing. I mean, we don't charge, obviously, but, you know, we won't grass you up is what we're saying. Anyway, thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.